you're calling customer service. My name is Aya. May I have your zip code?
23050.
Your name?
Carolyn Cox.
23050.
Yes.
Could there be any other zip code, perhaps? I'm not finding anything with this one.
Possibly 23061.
23061. All right, I think I have you. Would you confirm the address just to be on the safe side, please?
6585 Caucus Bay Court.
Thank you. Is there an apartment number?
104.
Thank you, ma'am. I have the account located for the dash cam. I am showing that your Gadget Store membership has been canceled and we did issue a refund. And how can I be of assistance?
When did you issue a refund?
I'm showing one was processed on the 4th, but it does require 3 to 5 business days from that date to process to the account.
Okay. Well, if it was done on the 4th and it takes 3 to 5 business days, it has should have been back in my account some time ago, and it's not been put back in my account. And I've checked with my bank. It's not there. I called back to this number, and the first time they told me it could not be put back, and then the second time they said it would be put back. And I'm very concerned that there's some kind of fraud ensuing.
And no, ma'am.
I don't want to have to go to my bank and make a fraud complaint. I don't want to have to cancel my debit card. But something's going on. If it was on the 4th and now we're on the 20th? And, you know, it should have been back in my account long ago, and it's not.
So
what can we do about that?
So at this point, you're going to have your financial institution reach out to our company because we have processed the refund. I'm not certain if you are aware of this, but I did inform you your account was refunded beforehand. So if we wouldn't have refunded it, I wouldn't have seen that. So your financial institution either A, has a hold on it, or B, they're not locating the correct refund. So just have them give us a call, and we can get it cleared up with them.
I did check with my financial institution, and they can find no information about it at all. And according to my financial institution, because they don't have any dealings with you, they won't contact you. I have to contact you and then tell them what you said about what happened. So I'm kind of between a rock and a hard place. They said I can cancel my debit card, so I don't know what to do.
Well, unfortunately, because we show your account was refunded, at this point your financial institution is going to have to reach out to our company.
And when does it show that it was refunded to my account?
We processed the refund on the 4th of January when you called us and you spoke with Cynthia.
Where did you process it to? What financial institution?
We don't have that information. We processed it back to the Visa card that was on file.
Okay, on the 4th of January.
Mm-hmm. And it can take anywhere between 3 to 5 business days from that day.
Well, that's what they told me before, and I kept track on it for days and days, and there was nothing. So, and I talked to Cynthia. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'm thinking that if the bank says we can't talk to you all directly, then the only thing I can do is make a fraud complaint.
Well, unfortunately, a dispute's not going to be able to be done either because we have refunded the charge, so there would be no way for a dispute to be filed. That's why your financial institution has to reach out to us at this point.
Well, I'll ask them to do that, but I doubt
I can give
you
a transaction number for your record so you can tell them here's their proof that they refunded it.
Okay. Would it be C258606?
That is your account cancellation number. Your transaction number is going to be R.
Hold on a second. Let me get something to write with. R. Go ahead.
Oh, where'd it go? 684-891-0032.
And the name of your company is?
This is the gadget store with the headlamps. Or, I'm sorry, you had the dash cam.
Gadget store.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'll see what I can do. Thank you.
Thanks for calling customer support.